The Warriors opening a four-game road trip in Houston and getting after it against the Rockets. Great energy from the jump. Stephen Curry revving the engine with 24 points to go with 7 assists on the evening. Kevin Durant, a powerful force all night, pouring in 32 points with 7 assists as well. Klay Thompson added 16 points to the mix, and Zaza Pachulia, 10 points and 9 boards, while Draymond Green fueled the fire, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 15 points, plus some punishing defense. As the Warriors take it, 125-108 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Draymond.
Yeah, it was a great effort. The guys really did the job defensively, guarding the three-point line and just trying to take away as much as we could, knowing that you have to give up some shots in the lane. And I thought we did a good job on James. I mean, he's so difficult to cover, but Klay and Andre did fantastic work on him, just stayed in front. We didn't bail him out with fouls, and all in all, a really good effort against a great team.
The stretch defensively, particularly in the third quarter, proved incredibly crucial to the success you guys had today.
Yeah. I mean, we have to defend. I mean, that's what we've got to hang our hat on, because if we can get stops now, we can get out and run, and we're pretty tough to stop in transition. But if we're taking the ball out of the net every time, then we got to get into our half-court offense. It gets a lot tougher. So defense has picked up quite a bit recently, and I'm really happy with the effort tonight at that end of the floor. It was great.
Did it feel like it was only a matter of time before you guys got to that level defensively with this particular group? I know you had a lot of changes to make.
Well, yeah, we had a lot of changes to the roster, and we lost some really key guys from last year, and so we knew it would take some time. But I'm really pleased, as I said, with where we are defensively now compared to at the beginning of the season.
What you got out of that kind of back and center spot with McAdoo and Looney tonight?
Yeah, I thought both guys were great. I'm just so happy for both of them, because they, neither one has had the opportunity to play very much, especially McAdoo. You know, Looney has had more minutes than Mac, but Mac is such a pro. You know, that's just who he is. You know, he's sat on the bench all year, hardly played, but he works his tail off every day. He's a leader. He's one of our leaders with our team, which sounds kind of strange because he's a young guy who hardly ever plays. But our players, his teammates, recognize his strength of character, and so that's why we love having him on the team. You know, he's a guy who stays ready, works hard, adds to the fiber and the backbone of our team, and then you give him a chance and he plays well. So it's a great night for him.
It's very important, the character, the leadership of the top guys on the team, but what's essential for the guys who are at the very end of the bench?
Exactly what you saw tonight. You know, guys at the end of the bench, it's important to stay ready, and when you do get an opportunity, you've got to be able to produce. It's not an easy job in the NBA because you don't have much rhythm. You know, if you haven't played much over several weeks, all of a sudden you get thrown into the fire, and that's a tough position to be in. It's one of the reasons we love Anderson Varejao and McAdoo and Ian Clark and now Patrick and Loon. You know, those guys all work hard every day and stay ready, and my experience with the NBA, a lot of times your chemistry is determined by the last four or five guys on the bench. And if those guys are working and supporting the guys who play and staying ready, and then they can actually produce when they do play, it's a huge boost.
Coach, forgive me if you already addressed this, but how big was that step three at the half? It seemed like after that, momentum kind of shifted you guys and carried over to the third quarter.
Yeah, it was a big shot because we played a really good, solid first half. We defended the three-point line. We didn't turn it over. But they made that run late in the quarter, and all of a sudden, I think it was a 2 or 3 point game. And so I thought that shot was important just to give us a little boost going into halftime. And then we got off to a really good start in the third quarter, and that was what allowed us to pull away.
Steve, you opened that third quarter with, I think, 4 layups, 3 dunks, and a wide open 3 from Draymond. Just your preparedness coming out of the break, how crucial was that in your mind?
Yeah, it was big. It was big. Our guys executed, and we played well off of our defense. We got stops, and we were able to run down and get some hoops. And I could go down the list. Klay was fantastic on James tonight. He hounded him everywhere, and Same with Andre, KD, and Draymond. Zaza really patrolled the paint and helped us, you know, in so many different ways. And it's a great night for the team.
You guys are now plus 250 in the third this year. You've blown a ton of games open. Is that just random, or is there something to the third quarter?
I think we've had a lot of games this year where we've kind of messed around a little bit the first half. Tonight was not one of them. We played a focused first half tonight. But we've had a lot of games where maybe we've been a little bit scattered in the first half and then we locked in the third quarter. Maybe that explains the number. But all in all, we have done a good job coming out after halftime and trying to establish something.
Obviously, this is a team that beat us at our home floor. Remember that. Whenever you're playing a contender like they are, you know, you want to try to get some momentum going up against them. And, you know, I think we did that tonight. We started off with great energy. We really stuck to the game plan and defended the three-point line, which is huge against this team. And, you know, got this road trip started off on the right foot.
That first half of the third quarter was textbook on both ends of the court defensively. How pleased were you with the way you guys played both?
Very pleased. You know, we knew coming out of halftime, we had to get off to a good start. They had made the run, and, you know, they went into halftime with the momentum. So. It was important that we came off and got into a great start in that half, but also to start the game as well. You know, it's kind of a rhythm team. You let them get in rhythm, they're knocking threes down, and then it'll be a long night. So it was important for both quarters, and I think we did a good job of it.
Talk about feeding the other, defense or offense. With this group, which one works best?
It's always defense feeding offense. You know, you have to feed off your defense. With us, our defense is, you know, what gets us going. Because then we get easy buckets on the other end. We get over threes. We're tough to guard in transition. So anytime we can get it going on the defensive end, that definitely helps our offense.
Dre, when you talk about defending the three, was it the goal to chase them off of that line or just contest the threes at the top?
I mean, if you can get them off the line, you want to get them off the line. At the end of the day, they are great shooters. So, you know, sometimes you can contest and they still make them. So, you know, you definitely want to get those guys off the line. And I think did a pretty good job of it. They still heaved quite a few, but I think we did a pretty good job of guarding them.
But the backside of that is also contesting at the rim. He does a fantastic job of that as well.
I mean, that's important. You know, at the end of the day, you can't just give up layups. You know, you can just give up layups, that'll beat you as well. I think we did a good job of, you know, taking care of both of them, not over-helping and, you know, giving them wide open threes. And, you know, that was the key to the game for us.
You guys won the third quarter by 15, and I think you're like plus 250 this season in the third. Is there something about that quarter, or is it just random?
I mean, it's just something that we put an emphasis on, you know, coming out and getting off to a good start in the second half, not coming out, you know, flat and giving another team life or, you know, letting them go on a run and then trying to make it up. I think, you know, and then obviously once we go on our run, we can get rolling pretty well and, you know, make it tough on other teams.
You guys blasted three good teams this week. I mean, was this your best week of the season?
I mean, I think it was our best week of the season because I think we've gotten better each time we stepped on the floor this week, and that's what's most important. You know, it's not about blasting these three teams. It's about getting better and, you know, trying to reach our end goal. And in order to do that, you have to get better each and every time you step on the floor. I think we did that these three games, so that's the most important thing. That's why it's been a good week, not because of the margin of the wins that we've had.
Good to get a few signature wins, though, because, I mean, obviously, Glossy Houston. Yeah,
a win is a win at the end of the day. You know, playing against these teams is obviously great to win. But like I said, it's not about winning. It's about getting better each and every time we step on the floor.
Is Steve a fan of the halftime pep talk, or do you guys do much during halftime?
He talk, but he don't come in there with his passionate speech on what we need to do. We watch our film, we make some corrections, and we go back out there.
Now the Warriors head out of Houston on their way to Orlando, where on Sunday they will take on the Magic. And the game will come early, 12 noon in the East Coast. That's 9 a.m. back in the Bay Area. At the Toyota Center in Houston, I'm Lawrence Scott.